Channeling his rage, he unleashed a concentrated wave of energy that struck the woman square in the chest. The impact lifted her off her feet and sent her flying backward through the air. Her journey was cut short when she slammed against the base of one of the abstract statues. The sudden stop jarred the pistols from her hands, leaving her momentarily defenseless. Scourge placed one hand on the hood of the speeder and vaulted over it, rushing to close in on his prone foe before she could regain her footing. But the mercenary was quick. She scrambled to her feet and pulled out a short electro rod, its tip crackling with a charge potent enough to knock an opponent unconscious with even a grazing blow. Scourge pulled up short. The mercenary dropped into a fighting crouch, and the two combatants circled each other warily. Had he wanted to, Scourge could have ended the encounter right then and there. Without her pistols, electro rod or not, the mercenary had no chance against a Sith Lord with a lightsaber. But killing her wouldn't get him what he really wanted.
"Tell me who hired you, and I'll let you live," he said.
"Do I look that stupid?" she countered,
fainting and making a quick lunge that Scourge easily sidestepped.
"You're obviously skilled," he told her. "I can use someone like you. Tell me who hired you, and I'll let you work for me. That or throw your life away."
She hesitated, and for an instant, Scourge thought she might drop her weapon. And then, the night was shattered by the sound of multiple blaster carbines. The bolts hammered the mercenary in the back, sending her stumbling towards Scourge. He saw a look of total bewilderment on her face as she sank to her knees. Her mouth moved, but no words came out. Then she fell face down in the gravel, dead. Turning, Scourge saw half a dozen guards standing in the courtyard near the door leading into the stronghold. Among them was a human wearing a commander's uniform. He was short, broad-shouldered, and barrel-chested, with close-cropped blonde hair and a neatly trimmed blonde beard that contrasted sharply with his dark brown skin. Scourge recognized him from the hollow. Murtaugh, Darth Nihrus's head of security. Before Scourge could say anything, Setchel exclaimed,
"About time you got here."
He was still cowering against the wall, in nearly the exact place Scourge had left him after the brief interrogation that had preceded the ambush.
"Get up,"
Murtaugh told him, and the Sith lackey did as ordered.
"Clean this mess up,"
Murtaugh snapped at his guards, who scrambled to obey. Satisfied, the security chief slung his weapon over his shoulder and nodded in Scourge's direction.
"Darth Nihrus will see you now,"